Time now for a World Snooker Update. Well, the World Snooker Championships are being held at the Crucible in Sheffield, and one of our finest ever, well, exponents of the Q, because he was World Billiards Champion as well as a very highly ranked snooker player, and I'm sure he would have been pretty handy on the pool table as well. Robbie Foldvari joins us for an update. Good evening, Robbie.
How are you going, Finey?
I'm going well, and I note that there's some big names playing tonight, our time, and we've got a big one, of course, with our own Neil Robertson going off in the next session today. Looking forward to seeing the blonde bomber. Hopefully he has a comfortable start against somebody who he should beat, Robbie Williams.
Well, he
should be singing.
Yeah, but he's not the same guy, but he might be able to sing. But hopefully Neil will come through. He's ranked 68 in the world, Robbie Williams, and he's won about £30,000 this year, but he's going for nearly that much this match, almost, if he gets through this one and the next one. But Neil's been in fine form this year. He's made 93 century breaks, and that's a record for a tournament season. So all goes well for him.
I mean, you must be very proud of Neil, because he has really continued a tradition that we know, if it didn't start with Walter Lindrum, then certainly if there's somebody before Walter, then I don't know him. But from Walter to his brother, I think his brother, Horace?
And his nephew, yeah.
Yeah, nephew, and of course then Eddie Charlton, yourself as a world billiards champion, and now Neil Robertson. We always seem to have somebody to barrack for, and Neil's right up there.
Oh, well, he's the finest. Look, he's won the world championship. He's world number one at the moment. He's earned well over $1 million just this year in ranking tournaments. So, we should be cheering for him. He started here in Melbourne, and, I didn't even know him, but he was in number six in a team I played in for a little while when he was 14, but soon got to know him very well. And he's a nice guy, too. He's a bit like you. He remembers everything in sport, especially snooker. He can remember a shot somebody else played 15 years ago. So, he's a great guy.
Just very quickly, Barry Hawkins, he won the Goldfields Championship down here. He, I believe, is playing a world number 31. Judd Trump's going around. And Marco Fu from Hong Kong is a big name also playing today.
Well, he's big. He's a national hero in Hong Kong, Fu. And he won the Goldfields last year. And he's 6-3 up against Martin Gould. And I can just tell you, Barry Hawkins defeated David Gilbert. And Hawkins won the Australian Goldfields in 2012. So he won 10-4 just before. So it'll be a great next session.
Looking forward to the updates. Hopefully tomorrow telling us who Neil's next opponent will be.
Yeah, well, he's got to finish the match next. It's two sessions. Yep. He'll be finishing it tomorrow.
Well, good luck to Neil. Good luck to them all. We'll catch up tomorrow for an update. Thank you, Robbie.
All the best.
Robbie Foldvari there with a World Snooker Update.